Gamertag Radio listeners, join me on my exclusive session on Bright called Podcasting 101, Building Your Community. I know we have a lot of listeners that want to start their own show, start their own podcast. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to market, how to get new listeners, etc. So join my session Tuesday, June 22nd, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you could join and ask questions, learn from me. I've been podcasting now over 16 years. And there's going to be a lot of people there. The last session we had a lot, and we had a great conversation about how to market, to do certain things, certain tricks to get new listeners, how people could discover your show, etc. So this is your opportunity right now, exclusively on Bright. All you have to do is go to this episode under the description here, and I have the link to where you go to the website and reserve your ticket. Only have a certain amount of tickets available. It's up to you now. Want to join and meet other podcasters and other content creators are going to be also attending this event. So June 22nd, Tuesday, June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spread the word, and I'll see you there exclusively, once again, live on Bright.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1141. This is your host, Danny Pena, and we're going to be talking about Xbox Games Showcase Extended, hosted by our very own Paris Lilly, that just happened yesterday, live on every video platform out there. So congratulations, Paris. You did an amazing, amazing job. It was really cool seeing this. And I also co-stream it on our Twitch channel. Make sure to check out the whole recap and just the whole co-streaming video at twitch.tv/gamertagradio. That's twitch.tv/gamertagradio. So there was a couple things here that they showed. There was no major announcements. This was more of let's talk to the developers and just find out what's, you know, updates about certain games and games that already been announced. So Double Fine, Obsidian, Ninja Theory, Playground Games, Rare, and much, much more. But first, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. Listen to our past episodes. You can find us on any podcast app. Just search for Gamertag Radio. We're there. Download, subscribe, follow us, and also post your review. If you would like to be part of our fan mail discussion or segment, here's how you could contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so like I said, there was a lot of cool things that happened during the two-hour Xbox Game Showcase Extended video here. So first, they showed Forza Horizon 5. The creative director, Mike Brown, was there, and he showed, you know, why they decided to go to Mexico because it's very diverse. It's very beautiful, the country. Players could go all over the country of Mexico, deserts, jungles, historic, iconic locations, beaches, even volcano in the highest point of the game, which is really cool and awesome. So, but this is only Xbox Series X and S, so you know they're going to go all out developing this game for next-gen consoles. So, but this game is going to come out November 9th for all consoles, PC, Windows 10, Steam, and also Xbox Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, and xCloud. Another one that got my attention, that I'm like, okay, this is really cool, man. There was an update, a short update from Ninja Theory, which they also showed Hellblade 2. The chief creative at Ninja Theory talked about a short update about the game. They talk about the location, what they're trying to do, why, you know, it's been taking long, and also the development, you know, with the team. They show some caption, a motion caption, video, animation, even the sound, which, oh my God, it if you have headphones on and you watch that video, my God, it sounds so good. I think it sounds even better than the first one. So I can't wait for this game to come out. The first one was amazing. I think this one is going to be 10 times better. And if you would like to go right now to the official Xbox channel on YouTube and just look for this, the it's called Hellblade 2, A Saga in the Making. And there's a video there that breaks down everything, the behind the scenes look. You see, like, this is not the real, like, that. This is not no trailer or anything like that, or CGI. It just showed you what is it that they're working on. And it got me excited watching it. And it was cool to get a quick update, which the game is not going to come out anytime soon. But it was good to get that update from Ninja Theory. All right. One of my favorite highlights of the show, of course, because Paris, genius move by him. And I hope we could talk about this on the podcast in the future. But he announced Xbox Design Lab, which what he did, he showed the controller that he designed. And at the bottom, he put a cock can cook, you know, because they've been going on back and forth on Twitter. Like, it's like a little friendly beef about who can cook or who can't. And it was hilarious. So Paris showed the controller. The design colors was exactly like the LA Lakers uniform. And at the bottom, that's where he wrote cock can't cook. And he broke it down why he did it. And it was the highlight for me of the show. It was hilarious. But there's a lot of new colors now. Electric Vault, Pulse Red, Shock Blue. Bunch of new colors where you can go right now to the official website, xboxdesignlab.xbox.com. And you could start buying these, design your controller and buy it for starting at $69.99. And then it will increase a little bit more if you decide to add anything at the bottom. Like, you know, for me, I'm designing one. I'm going to put a Gamertag Radio or Danny Pena or something like that. And yeah, it looks really cool. I can't wait because they took a long break from this. And the reason is the team working on for this, for the new controllers for this console that just came out a couple months ago. So go right now to xboxdesignlab.xbox.com. to get more information, and you could just start designing your own. And look, if you design your own controller, go to our Discord. That's discord.gg/GTR and post pictures of like your colors. I have one that is green and purple GTR colors. And people thought I was doing like because of the Joker. I'm like, no, it's not because of the Joker. This is GTR colors, man. So, but yeah, it looks really cool. They have a trailer. If you go to the Xbox Wire post or YouTube, just search for Xbox Design Lab and it's there, and it looks amazing. Really, really cool. Also, there was a short update about Psychonauts 2. Tim Schafer was there. He's the studio head at Double Fine, and he talked a lot about the game, show a lot of also new gameplay footage about the character, about the game. And this game is coming out very, very soon. We're only like, what, a month away? August 25th. And actually 2 months away. And it's on August 25th. And this is also going to be day one on Xbox Game Pass. Also, new update about Stalker 2, which is also coming out next year, April 28th. Age of Empires 4. They talked about new content and a lot of new things that are coming in the game, which is this official game is also coming out later this year, October 28th. A new trailer, gameplay footage of Battlefield 2042. This one you could play up to 128 players on a single map with the power of Xbox Series X and S. If you have the older consoles, it's going to be way less. But they showed us a lot of things that you could do in the game. Long footage. This was the first look preview about the game on the show, and it was very interesting. It looks really cool, and I can't wait to check it out on October 22nd. Also, new update about Sea of Thieves, A Pirate Life. This is a partnership with Disney. that will bring Captain Jack Sparrow into the game. And this one has a brand new adventure in here. There's a new trailer, new screenshots, and it's also coming out in a couple days, actually. So, but if you would like to know more about the game, they're going to have a live stream this Sunday, June 20th at 11 a.m. Pacific, which is going to give you a deeper look on What's in Store and the Sea of Thieves, a Pirate Life showcase. I want to know, can I play this with my friends? Can I play this just by myself or what? Because thinking about it, I tried to play Sea of Thieves alone and it's not that great. This is a game that, in my opinion, is meant to be like, you need to play this with your friends in order for you to enjoy this. Like, this game is awesome, completely awesome with friends. So, but I hope it's both that I could try with friends and by myself, because now it's a story. I'm going to get into it and everything. So this is perfect. Also, Flight Simulator, which is going to be coming out very soon on Xbox Series X and S on July 27. This update, which Paris sat down with the team, they talked about a new update where you could land anywhere in the world, which is awesome. You couldn't do that before. Before, you only could land like on a certain airports and stuff like that. So it's also going to have a AI pilot that will take over and fly to the location that you want to go to. And yeah, this looks awesome, man. I'm going to try it out. And also, of course, there was a very short update, not much, because they want to wait until the closer to the release of the new movie of Top Gun Maverick, which that expansion also is coming out for Microsoft Flight Simulator in the fall, closer to the release of the movie. So they didn't want to give us information about that, so which is cool. It's fine. But at least during this update, it gave us a couple new details on things to come for the console and also for PC. All right, more games. ID at Xbox. More games are coming out for Xbox Game Pass, and that's coming out on day one. They showed off Hades Among Us, which is Hades is August 13th. Also, day one later this year, Dungeons and Dragons, Dark Alliance, The Ascent, Sable, Shredders, Blood Roots, Halo Neighbor 2, The Gunk, Hammer War, and much, much more, which is all in 2021. Also, in the future, Replace, which, oh my God, I got to see that on Sunday, and that game to me is amazing. Stalker 2, Slime Rancher, RoboQuest, Medieval Destiny, Dynasty, and Atomic Heart is also another one that's coming out on Game Pass on day one later in the future. It doesn't say exactly when. Most likely later this year or early sometime next year. There was also an update with Grounded. Paris sat down with the team at Obsidian and they talked about like new things that you could do in the game. And the update is coming out officially. Shroom and Doom is coming out on June 30th, which is in a couple of days. So that's awesome. All right, the part that I really, really want to talk about, which is awesome, that the team at 343 Industries sat down with Paris and they talked up. They actually broke down the trailer. So Paris showed the trailer and he said, let's stop it there. He gave them like the seconds of the spot that where he wants to talk about. And like, for example, he was like, is that a big team battle? Is that, what is that? So 343 broke it down that now there's going to be a 12v12 multiplayer where it's going to be also with vehicles, everything. And it feels like the old school Halo, man, the old school multiplayer Halo. Of course, they said that there is going to be like a beta where people could also sign up, like a technical preview to limited small group of people that whoever signed through HaloInsider.com, they will select depending on what is it that they're looking for. Is it for consoles? Is it for PC? And yeah, this is your opportunity right now to go to the website and sign. And they said that it's coming out later this summer. So, of course, you're going to be under NDA. There's going to be a lot of things that you can't talk about because this is just a technical preview. This is not the official release of the game. So if you would like to be part of this technical preview, go right now to HaloInsider.com. for a chance to participate in an event of the game's launch this holiday. So go right now, check it out.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, GTR listeners, we're going to continue with the show. But first, I know we're going to talk a lot about E3 and Microsoft announcements and everything. But first, we have to talk about Shaq Igear. Shaq Igear, guys. I've been rocking these for over 2 months. Paris has also been doing the same thing. And even Pete has his own glasses, right? Look, I'm actually holding two right now. I have the blue, black glasses, and I also have the clear with red. And I love them both. I use this a lot, not only for gaming, but I'm also, you know me, I'm always rocking my nice gear when I go out, and I'm always using this, man. So it looks really, really good. And the thing that I like about this is comfortable. I could wear it for hours. And I even streamed Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis, which comes out very soon. I was streaming that for like 4 or 5 hours on Twitch, and I had these glasses on, and it was super comfortable. And I felt super comfortable playing the game and no issues at all. All right. Now, this is your opportunity right now, GTR listeners, to take advantage of our exclusive discount promo code, where you get 10% off from your order. So you got to take advantage of this right now. Go to shaqigear.com and put promo code GTR, and you will get 10% off. You're not going to find this anywhere else. GTR is the only gaming podcast that has this code. So once again, shaqigear.com, promo code GTR, and you'll get 10% off your order. We'd like to say thank you to Shaq Igear for supporting Gamer Tag Radio.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
And at the end, of course, Paris, you know, finished the show, but there was like a long, long video, which the Bandai Namco talked about their next project, Scarlet Nexus. And there they talked about everything about the game, story, and more details about the world, how everything comes together, and the power of the new consoles, which also comes with 4K and 60 frames per second for this game. Yeah, so yeah, check it out. It's awesome. It's on the official Xbox Wire post. But yeah, I have to say, like, you know, with all these announcements that just happened Sunday, and also for this event, the extended event, I think Xbox hit a home run. This is one of the best press conferences, best digital presentation that I've seen from the team. And I hope they focus on this and talk and just be transparent with the consumers, with the community, because there's a lot of people that don't have a console right now, of like the new consoles. And this motivated them to actually pre-order in case more stores get in the future, or they just went to stores this week and found Xbox Series X and S for them to try it out for the first time. So this is really cool. And hopefully this is also going to inspire people to subscribe to Game Pass and xCloud and all that. So it's cool. Look, 30 games announced, 27 of them on Xbox Game Pass. I'm telling you, this was a home run. And I can't wait for the future for Xbox.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
All right, so we have fan mail questions here. Let's see. Let's read this one. This is just came in like literally like a few minutes ago. And this is from Chris Wong. And the title is Xbox Showcase Thoughts. All right. He says, "Hi, Danny. Hope you're doing well. My name is Chris Wong. I had the pleasure of following you over the last year on Twitter. Just wanted to drop a quick line. Definitely was thinking about you a ton during Paris live stream yesterday. Not sure if this was more tears of joy or bittersweet for you, but I definitely felt both. I would say that it is great community engagement on your end, letting us know more about you and creating the narrative that is your story. Personally, yesterday reminded me of a lot of my own career. In short, my best friend and I both started a major firm after we left business school. both of us driven as all hell, ready to take over the world and become partners. I was out of the firm within a year, and my buddy's still there. I'm about to finally make partner after a grueling decade, moving around the nation and working 100 hours, weeks, more times than he would like to admit. As proud as I am for him, when he makes it to the top of the mountain, I will be right there with him and feel that success. It just isn't the same until you get there. We all have different paths in life, I guess, and I know I will make it there one day too, just in a very different way, my own way, you could say. That being said, I have a full belief your moment is coming. I meant that tweet, that this was just the beginning. I love how much you give back to not only the fans, but to the people trying to come up in the biz. Not sure if you ever read this. Nah, I read this, man. It's all good. But I will continue to watch from afar and support when I can. As a POC myself, he says he's Asian, we need more people like Paris and you in this business. It starts with you two and will move forward for the rest of us. Keep doing what you're doing. Never lose faith. We all believe in you, my man. Hope our paths can cross again soon. Hey, Chris, first of all, thank you so much for the email. And I don't know if people got to see this or not, but I was watching the Xbox Game Showcase Extended. I was co-streaming it on Twitch. And, you know, I got super excited, you know, when I got to see Paris coming out on stage for the first time and introduce, and he say, hey, this is Paris Lilly from Gamertag Radio and S-Cast, this and this and that. Like, that moment was really cool seeing that. You know, later, I think it was like maybe like the first interview that he did or so, like I got emotional and I started crying. And the reason is, first of all, it's my brother, it's my friend. You know, like we've been through a lot throughout the years, having the worst equipment, we don't have connections with people. A lot of companies shut us down, didn't want to give us opportunities because maybe other numbers, or maybe we're just too new or what, or they prefer to work on whatever is hot at the moment. You know, like we've been through it all. We've been through all of that, even plus more than that, stuff that I haven't even mentioned here on the podcast. But when you see a friend of yours doing major, major things, it's good to celebrate those moments, you know, and give them that support. I have never, since I've been doing this, I have never been jealous of none of my friends that have been making big moves in the industry, because this is the way how I see it. I see it as when one person gets an opportunity, this is going to open the doors for tons of other people in the future. And that those moments when you see that, I think that's the best time to celebrate and keep pushing. And I hope that motivates you to work even harder. You know, yeah, I was not on stage. It's all good. You know, like opportunities that I got in the past that Paris and Pete haven't gotten it. But you know what? They were the first ones to celebrate with me, to talk about it, to like that motivate them to make even bigger moves. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I see it, man. I don't see none of this as competition at all, man. This is a big thing for Paris. I think it's going to change a lot of things, not only for him, but it's going to change the industry. And think about it. This is part of gaming history. All this stuff that's been going on. I know a lot of people just think about it now and that's it. Look, just remember this. This is a person of color, POC, on stage for a billion-dollar company to promote their product and talk about the future of things that to come for Xbox, for our gaming community. That's huge. That is huge. And guess what? This was Paris' first time doing that. And he has never experienced that on stage. He never done this whole teleprompter. We even talked about it all the time, like in the past, of like, how is it, you know, teleprompter and everything. Because I've done that in the past for Cheddar and for Discovery Channel and everything. And look, he did a phenomenal job that it was even better than people that have been doing this for decades. And here's the thing that I want to say, which is important to me, very important. This is an example of companies that not sure what to do or what, like they're like, oh, let's continue doing the same formula or whatever, like the same thing that they've been doing for decades, right? For years. All I'm saying is, if you see someone that's talented out there, that's been making a lot of moves, no drama, great, creating great content, and a good host that has the skills, give them that opportunity. Just give it to them. Try it out. Even if it's only once, take that risk. Xbox did that. They could have easily gotten their team to host the show, and that's it. But guess what? Paris just posted online, hey, one day I want to, you know, I want to host something. And look, it happened. It happened. Companies, a company like Xbox gave him the opportunity to do that. You know, and now that he did it, people got to watch it worldwide, which on Twitter alone, there's over a million viewers. Twitter alone. Watch that live there. Now is the moment that's going to open the doors for other people. Now, not only to host Xbox. This is beyond Xbox. This is getting the opportunity for something big in the gaming industry. That's how I see it. Something really big. It opened the doors for a lot of people. You know, and I appreciate Xbox giving the opportunity to Paris. Because I knew Paris always been talented, man. He's always been talented. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? When your friends are not like motivated to do anything, they're not motivated to make moves, or maybe they're just going through some stuff. Yo, you have to be there, man. You know, I did it for Paris. Paris did it for me. We all did it for each other, for Pete too. You know what I'm saying? So no, this was a really historic day for independent content creators overall. So celebrate that. And yeah, you know, my time will come. I'm sure that's going to happen one day. You know, the only thing for me, I just got to continue working hard. And it's not, you know, it's not something I just got to sit there and just wait. I just got to keep on working. And you, Chris, your time will come too. You just got to work hard, man. You know, that's how I see it. So, but not honestly, man, thank you so much for the question. It was really cool answering this, man. I had no idea that you sent this. So keep it up. And thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. Let's go to the next question. All right, so this is a voicemail. Let's play right now.
Hey, what's going on, GTR crew? It's Leo from Las Vegas. I just wanted to give y'all some big ups. I know you guys, like most of the media outlets, were kind of shortchanged on the E3 being a digital event and all, but you guys put out some good content. And as a subscriber, I appreciate that, and I hope your subscriber numbers went up from Paris's Xbox Extended Showcase there. I don't know what Kai's talking about, because Paris sprinkled a good amount of salt on that bad boy. But for me, I'm definitely looking forward to all the titles, definitely Halo Infinite. But then I'm also looking forward to Metroid Dread. I didn't think I would be, but, you know, I bounced around the systems and everything, and I looked at everything. And Metroid Dread, for some reason, probably because it brings back some fond memories, old school Metroid, I'm looking forward to seeing what that's all about coming here in the fall. And I look forward to hearing what you guys have to say for your showcases that you look forward to as well. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. All the way from Las Vegas. By the way, I was there. When was it? A couple weeks ago. I think it was like a week or two ago. I can't quite remember. But I was there with my partner, and we got to hang out with her family. And it was really, really cool. And yeah, I had a great time in Vegas. So yeah, shout out to you, man. Shout out to you. And thank you so much for listening to the content, because I posted multiple solo episodes, because, you know, Paris couldn't record, because again, he had to do the Xbox game showcase. So he knew a lot of things that were going to be announced. So it was safe for him not to be on the show, but he's going to come on so we could talk about the behind the scenes. How was it? Like, I was hanging out working with Xbox and doing this and the teleprompter. And I have tons of questions for Paris. So we're going to be definitely talking about that in the future. So stay tuned. But yeah, I'm glad that you enjoy all the episodes. I did a lot solo, and I'm planning to do more. Just stay tuned for that. But yeah, Metro Dread. Yes, I really want to play that, man. This has the vibe of that Metroid for Super Nintendo, right? Super Metroid. Amazing, amazing classic game. That's one of my favorite Super NES games ever. alongside Final Fantasy 3 or 6, how you people call it, you know. But yeah, Metroid Dread is something I definitely want to try out. It looks really interesting. Now, I do want to say, I wish the graphics look a little bit better. A little bit better. But I played also the last Metroid that came out for the 3DS. And it was actually pretty cool. I think it could have done a little bit better. I felt like something was missing about that game. I just couldn't remember. Like, I can't remember right now what is it. But highly recommend if you want to try it out. It's not a bad game. You know, I had a good time playing it. Also, for Halo Infinite, dude, let me tell you. I know the story is going to be good. That I know for sure. Cause I have a lot of questions about the new AI, Katana, Reset. I want to know more about that. Because that was very, very interesting watching that trailer on Sunday. But the thing that I'm excited the most about is the Halo multiplayer. First of all, it's going to be free. That has never happened ever in the history of Halo. Ever. You always have to buy the game in order for you to get the multiplayer.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, GTR listeners, we're going to continue with the show. But first, let's talk about our sponsor, EveryPlate. Yes, that's right, EveryPlate. GTR listeners, experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. That's EveryPlate. EveryPlate makes the home cooking easy and affordable, as much cheaper alternative to take out, but just as delicious. Think of it this way, GTR listeners. One meal from EveryPlate is the same price as one cup of coffee. That's right, one cup of coffee. Getting dinner on the table daily used to be a challenge for all of us. But now, let EveryPlate plan, shop, and deliver everything you need to cook a delicious meal at a delightful price. Here's the thing, guys. I got EveryPlate a couple weeks ago, and it was an awesome, awesome experience. First of all, it was easy to cook, easy to follow everything, all the instructions. You get vegetables, you get your meat, everything. I got chicken, beef, and pork. I don't eat pork, right? But my partner and I, Rihanna, we got together and we both cooked, and we did chicken and beef the first two nights for dinner. And once we were done, we were looking at each other like, man, this is really, really good. And I just enjoyed the experience. It was awesome. And you could also experience this right now. And here's how. Try EveryPlate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off your next two boxes by going to everyplate.com and enter promo code GTR199. Get started with EveryPlate for just $1.99 again per meal, plus an additional 20% off another 2 weeks by going to everyplate.com and enter promo code GTR. I would like to thank EveryPlate for sponsoring this podcast, Gamer Tag Radio.
You're listening to Gamer Tag Radio.
Plus, this game, not only is free, but the multiplayer side, but the game overall is going to be day one on Xbox Game Pass. Do you know how big that is? There's going to be so many people that can't buy an Xbox Series X or S, and they're going to go and play this maybe on their phone or tablet just because they want to play Halo. Another thing, the game is also coming out on Steam. That's huge. Huge. The PC community is going to grow even more and more. I'm excited. Plus, the new stuff that they're adding in the game, 12v12. I love that you buy one battle, like the season pass, and you don't have to buy any more. Like, that is freaking awesome. Genius move from them. Like, no other company has ever done that, you know. And here's the thing. A lot of people last year was talking so much trash about, like, oh, look at the graphics and this and this and that. This year, again, because of the presentation and the team giving out new details about Halo Infinite, I heard nothing but positive feedback about Halo Infinite, about the presentation overall. And that should get all of us excited. You know, like, the future is looking really good as an Xbox fan. So again, I can't wait to try out Halo Infinite. I hope I get an opportunity to try out the technical beta that they have in the future. I already signed up. That's coming out later this summer. But even if it's like just a weekend, oh man, I want to try it out. I don't care if it's on my computer or on my console. I definitely want to try it out because I think Halo Infinite feels like the old school Halo. It's and here's the thing. A lot of people, I want to ask you guys this. Do you think Halo Infinite multiplayer needs to have Battle Royale? I don't think so, personally, because so many games are doing that. Like, why every other game has to copy that? You know, to me, just show us new things in multiplayer that is going to keep us exciting, keep us engaged with the game. That's what I want. New things, new experiences, things that is going to take first-person shooters to the next level. And the things they announce, that's just the beginning of a major change for FPS. That's how I see it. Plus free, oh, mic drop. So yeah, man, thank you for the question. Thank you for giving us your thoughts about the showcase and just E3 overall. And I know there's a lot of other people that haven't had the opportunity to send questions and or voicemails. This is your opportunity to contact us and just be part of the show. And here's how you can contact us and be part of Fan Mail.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. This was a lot of fun to record. I know this is a short one, and this is an extra episode because there were so many things that happened this week, and I really, really wanted to talk about. I want to talk about Xbox Games Showcase Extended that happened yesterday, and I want to just send a congratulations to Paris. This was a big moment for all of us, a big moment for him, big moment for the gaming community. So thank you, everyone, that are listening. This podcast on any app. Thank you so much. And I'll be back in the future. We're going to have more episodes with P in Paris. So stay tuned only here on Gamertag Radio. Thank you so much. Until next time, I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.